Senators, you just met with General Moseley at the Pentagon earlier this morning. With regards to BRAC and North Dakota military installations, what message did you take away from today's meeting?
First of all, it was an exceptionally good meeting. I don't think we've, with high Air Force officials, ever had a more positive or productive meeting. We shared a number of messages with them. Number one, there are no Hangar Queens B-52s at Minot Air Force Base. Every one of those planes is flown. Every one of them ought to be kept in the inventory because we have so few. Second, with respect to Grand Forks, that we are one of the three core tanker bases. We have negotiated and partnered with the Air Force to put $200 million into that base over the last 5 years. That gives you a sense of the priority put on that base by the Air Force. And with respect to the hooligans, that this is the best performing guard unit in the United States. They ought to be maintained, they ought to be kept, and they ought to be elevated in terms of their roles and missions.
Senator, there has been some talk about the hooligans moving to Grand Forks. What are your thoughts on that plan?
Well, look, our goal, the goal that I expressed, Senator Conrad and Congressman Pomeroy expressed this morning, is we want to keep all three military installations in North Dakota. We think they have great military value. The Minot Air Force Base is one of two B-52 bomber bases. The Grand Forks tanker base is one of only three core tanker bases in the country. And the Happy Hooligans are simply America's best Air National Guard. And the fact is, we believe that we can get through this BRAC round next year, keeping all three installations in North Dakota, in Minot, Grand Forks, and Fargo. This was a very important and a very productive meeting. And the three of us, are, as we have for many years, are continuing to try to put together the effort, along with the local communities, to try to make sure we get through this BRAC round and keep all three military installations in our state's future.